Let's get a look at your sports update here on WLEW. This sports update is being brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. In the NFL, an agreement that would commit hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer funds to build a new stadium for the Buffalo Bills is approaching completion, with New York Governor Kathy Hochul confident a deal will be struck before the end of the month. Hochul says many of the issues have been resolved, with discussions focusing on the length of the lease to ensure that the franchise's long-term presence is in the Buffalo region. Negotiations between the Bills, the state, and Erie County began last summer. Hochul faces an end-of-the-month deadline to get an agreement in place to have the stadium commitment included on the state budget due in early April. And in other news, a federal judge in Philadelphia has approved new rules that seek to eliminate racial bias in the testing and payout of NFL concussion claims. The revisions could allow black retired football players who were denied payments for dementia in the NFL's $1 billion concussion settlement to seek to be retested or have their claims rescored. Outrage over the use of race norming in dementia testing, which assumed that black people have a lower cognitive baseline, forced the NFL and players' lawyers back to the negotiating table last year. The NFL has paid out more than $800 million to date, nearly half for dementia claims. The dementia awards average about $600,000. And in other news, in the NBA, the NBA has fined Cleveland Cavaliers coach J.B. Bickerstaff $20,000 for his behavior while being ejected from a game on Monday night. Bickerstaff received two technical fouls and was tossed for the first time as Cleveland's coach by referee Natalie Sago in the third quarter of a loss to the Charlotte Hornets. The league fined Bickerstaff for using inappropriate language towards the officiating crew and not leaving the court in a timely manner. The Cavaliers have lost 5 of 6 heading into tonight's game at Philadelphia. And in other news, locked out Major League Baseball players are starting at $1 million fund to support workers impacted by canceled games. The Players Association says that the fund will be administered by the union and the AFL-CIO. It will be distributed to stadium workers and others caused financial hardship by baseball's work stoppage. Now in its 93rd day, the union listed broadcast and concession crews, electricians, ushers, security, transportation, and janitors as among those needed for MLB games. And that's a look at your sports update here on WLEW. For the latest sports news anytime, check out thumbnet.net/sports. This update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond.